A word for you from Jeremiah 6, verse 16 to 19. Thus says the Lord, stand in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where the good way is, and walk in it. Then you will find rest for your souls. Also, I have set watchmen over you, saying, listen to the sound of the trumpet. The watchmen were key figures in ancient Israel. Large watchtowers were placed overlooking the fields of agriculture, and men would stand guard, guarding the fields, which contained the community's basic food supply. The watchmen needed to be alert to any threats, whether from animals or thieves, or from fire. The watchmen also needed to be alert for any signs of invasion. The watchmen on the walls of the fortified town were to monitor all the approaches, and at the sign of any threat, they would sound the trumpet, so that the town could shut its gates and prepare to defend against any attack. The vigilant watchman would also observe the daily life of the community. He could see much of the activity in the streets and the market. He would know the people, their work, their habits, their lifestyles. If his tower was near the city gates, he could also observe the business of the city conducted by the officials. God uses this role of the watchman to illustrate the responsibilities of a minister, to both comment on the conduct of society and to deliver warnings, messages of instruction and warning. The Word of God declares that we who have received the Word of God must give warning to the wicked. The danger of God's judgment upon wickedness is a far more serious danger than that of any invading army threatening a city. One might be able to defend a city against a foreign invader. However, no one can escape the scrutiny of an all-knowing, everywhere present, all-wise God. Nor can anyone escape judgment from an omnipotent judge. Neither can anyone have any hope of victory in a war against Almighty God. The prophet of God has a solemn duty to deliver a most sobering and serious message. Unless the people acknowledge their sins and turn from them, repent and resolutely obey the word of God, they will die in their sins. However, regardless of how individuals may respond to the warning, if they hear the message, the prophet has fulfilled his duty and is no longer responsible. Duty is ours, the results are in God's hands. However, if a messenger fails to deliver the warning, their blood would be required at his hand.